Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend.
Come on, baby. Can you hear that pet conga here with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show? Go to thepetshow.com. You'll see Warren's mug up there along with all of his friendly animals. And you can order his Hugs and Kisses vitamins, which my two little pugs take all the time. They love them. Whenever they do something good, I give them a little hugs. Can I get them too many of these? Like, if I give them two or three treats a day, is that too many?
No, two or three a day is fine, but any more than that might be a little bit too much.
They OD on the good stuff, on the vitamins. Like taking too much vitamin C?
They'll just grow rapidly.
I got one pug that's growing too rapidly as it is. So, Warren, interesting story here in Northern Virginia the other day. Dulles International Airport has decided they're going to open a doggy park in the airport to help calm nervous flyers. So if you're getting ready to get on a plane and you're a little bit nervous about it, you go, and I know that they have a dog park there for when you're traveling with your pets. But I wanted to ask you, how does it calm a nervous flyer to walk over and see somebody else's dog doing their business on AstroTurf?
Well, they're not over there just watching the dog do his business. And by the way, I love that term, like the dog's an accountant, his business. the bottom line is this. Every study that's ever been done indicates that stress is really relieved by touching, petting, massaging, or even watching a dog. So even at airports like LAX around the holiday season, what they do is they have therapy dogs that actually walk through the airport so people can just, as they're walking or rushing from counter to counter, can just stop and pet one of these therapy dogs. I think it's a great idea because so many people are fearful flyers, including myself, considering how much flying I do. But the bottom line is just touching the dog can get your mind off of it for a little while and calm you down enough where the flight may not be
as bad. LAX is probably pretty smart about this, and those dogs are probably dual purpose. Calming flyers and also screening them at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Sniff them and pet them.
Right, well, exactly.
That's interesting, but even if the dogs are not trained for that, I've always said this. I say this on the show all the time. If your dog reacts strangely to a person or doesn't like a person, chances are there's something wrong with the person. So, yeah, maybe without any training, the therapy dog acts in a certain way may indicate that there may be a problem.
So, speaking
of
dog
parks, can I ask you a question about that real quick?
Yeah.
About dogs and airports. I just went to the Czech Republic about, 2 months ago. And coming back, I had my layover was in Zurich. So I flew direct from Zurich to Los Angeles. And there was a man flying with the dog as an emotional support dog. And this was not a small dog. This was a good size, big dog. Is that sort of abusive for the animal to put them on a 14-hour flight?
Oh, you know,
that's a long time for a human.
It depends on the dog. For example, I used to fly back and forth, but I was flying back and forth with a smaller dog, so I was able to put one of those pads down in the bathroom and let the dog go. You know, you have to wait to use the restroom, guys. My dog's in there. Please, he'll be out in a minute. Some of the looks I got. You know, is it fair? It's a lot fairer than flying the dog in cargo underneath. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting question. 14 hours is a long time, though.
It's a long time. I felt sorry for the dog.
Yeah.
And, man, they were jogging after the flight was over because the dog had to go to the bathroom.
There you go. Well, see, there are things you can do. If you're going to have that type of trip with your dog, maybe teaching him to use a pad in the laboratory is the way to go.
So we have dog parks in the airports now. Dog parks, I've always contended, is one of the better places to meet, to get dates, to meet women, to meet men.
If you have a dog and you go to the dog park, what? Does your wife know?
She does. We used to take our dog to the dog park all the time. We're like, this is a pickup joint.
Well, yeah. Listen to it. Here's the deal. In other words, if I was an entrepreneur, I would rent cute puppies to single people at dog parks.
Dude,
and the bottom
I'm
line
telling
is,
you.
Listen, I have more listeners that will call me that met their significant other at a dog park or just walking their dogs because the dogs are the common denominator. It's the catalyst to start a conversation. Two good-looking people at a park, no one's going to say a word. Have a pug, a schnauzer, or a cocker spaniel, and the conversation starts.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I always said Bed Bath & Beyond, dog parks. If you're looking to meet people, those are the two places to go.
I personally prefer the dog parks.
So I have Christmas lights out in front of my house and, you know, all kinds of reds and blues and green, whatever it is. And we were talking about it the other day because my dogs walk in front of the laser that shoots the colors on the house, and they're, like, oblivious to it. And we started talking about whether dogs – because there's a misconception, I think, that dogs are fully colorblind. But I think they can actually see some color. What's the truth?
Here's the bottom line. When I was studying in Europe, what we did to determine whether dogs were colorblind is we had three different aisles laid out. One was blue, one was green, one was red. Every day we put the food at the end of the blue one and reversed the order of them, and the dogs always went to the blue one. So they may not see color the same way we do, but they definitely see shades and some color.
There it is.
There you go.
From the authority. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show every week here. So check him out at thepetshow.com. And thank you, Warren. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Stephan, good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.